This is the Tata Report, CIUT 89.5 FM, and we've been very enthusiastic and continue to be about the launching of a very important book for the labor movement and wider circles. And it's written by Tony Leah, and it's the truth about the 37 Oshawa strike, which is a little schoolhouse for people who want to learn and about that struggle and the organization of auto workers in GM Oshawa. So there was a book launched at 779 Bathurst, a different book list, and the person delivering the speech was Tony Leah, and Tony Leah is with us now. Are you there, Tony?
I am, Phil. Hi.
Pardon the long-winded. That was a special occasion, and what I like about what I've heard, I wasn't able to be there, but I want to say that I heard that a number of people who do play a role in contemporary labor in this area were present, and some commented. So, and of course, naturally, people hear there's a book of this type, which is attempting to correct the historical record of how the workers at GM Oshawa came to be organized, one wants to know, well, what sort of response? So what kind of what sort of things were said? Who was there that, if you remember their names, that spoke up?
Sure. And it was a very exciting event. I was extremely pleased with the response. I think there were 50 or 60 people there. There were people from a number of different unions, and I may not even know all of them, but there were certainly people there from the postal workers, from QP, from the steel workers, from my own union Unifor, from teachers. A number of those people commented and recognized the importance of the themes that the book covers to the struggles that the labor movement is going through today. But beyond that, there were also a couple of noted labor historians, Craig Herron and David Sobel, who have written about different aspects of the Canadian labor movement. There was a filmmaker, Peter Findlay, who produced the documentary Company Town, which was about the fight against the closure of the Oshawa plant in 2019. There was an artist, Carl Beveridge, and Carl and his late partner, Carol Conde, had done a really remarkable art installation back in the mid-1980s about the history of Local 222 that used art and a combination of historical artifacts and pictures with modern representations to portray the whole history of the local back to the strike in 1937, and Carl was there. I was really pleased to see him. In addition to that, there was one of the local NDP members of the provincial parliament, Chris Clover, who represents Spadina Fort York. And
yeah, let me just ask you right there. It's always interesting. I mean, here you write a book of this type, and it's about a specific struggle in Oshawa, and it wasn't that long ago, and how it resonates, because as it turned out, Clover's family, and he was very proud of it, as in my understanding, had been right in there. And yep. There are a number of people walking down the street here in Toronto and around GM Oshawa, whatnot, who that strike and their family's involvement is like having somebody who was in a war, right? I mean, I have an ancestor that I say he was at Shiloh, and people take, you know, anybody who knows about Shiloh take their hat off when they hear that. So they want to say yes. That was one of the, and my family was there. What did he say about his family?
That's right, and you're right. It's remarkable the number of people who have family connections. Certainly in Oshawa, there's many many people who are second, third, fourth generation. Auto workers who their family members worked at GM and were involved in the strike. And that was the case with Chris Glover. His father worked at GM, and his grandfather worked at GM, and he mentioned that his father was one of the first to sign a membership card. He said his grandfather had card number 4 and was involved in the strike in 1937.
I like that. Family lore. Our grandfather, whoever, was number 4.
Number 4.
That's how they talk about it. You know who was number 4? He was the guy.
And what was really important to him that was passed down to his family is how precarious work was for auto workers before the strike, before there was a union, when people could be fired at the drop of a hat. The supervisors had were dictators. They had total power, and wages were very low and were being cut during the Depression. Work was being speeded up. The pace of work was horrible. There were accidents, and people had no job security, and they had no pensions. They worked until they couldn't work any longer. And that changed when the union was established and workers finally had some power to improve their wages and conditions. And that meant something to Chris Glover in his family. And he talked about that. There was another person there who I hadn't met before. He showed me a picture of his membership card in Local 222. From 1977, when he worked in the plant as a student. And he didn't work in the plant after that. But his grandmother was the first president of the Women's Auxiliary in Oshawa, the organization that rallied women whose partners or relatives worked in the plant. And they didn't work in the plant themselves, but they played a really important role in building support for the union and for that strike in particular.
Which is proof, by the way, that it's a popular cause. It's not just inside the plant. It's the children, the families.
And the community.
The community rallied to them.
Yes. Yeah. And his grandmother, he told us, Gladys Harmer, wrote the official fight song for the union during that strike. So I'm really hopeful he'll be able to find a copy of the lyrics for us, and we'll be able to follow up on that.
Wouldn't it be great? It's kind of like being an archaeologist. I mean, you find it, then you have to get the music, and we could actually bring the song back to life.
We could,
Dr. Frankenstein.
I'm really hopeful we could do that. And hopefully, I mean, that's one of the great things about labor history is once we start talking about it, I think that everybody remembers stories or remembers documents. They've got letters or pictures, and hopefully we can promote a lot more of that. I want to mention that Peter Findlay, the filmmaker, sent me an email after the event, and he said, "I really enjoyed the energy in the room." And it was really an energized meeting because of the the cross currents of all of these different people from different unions and different walks of life who all had some connection to the history and the themes of the book. And I particularly want to mention Fred Hahn, the leader of CUPE Ontario. I was absolutely thrilled that Fred came to the book launch, and he came with other members of CUPE. And he posted a really nice note on Facebook. Maybe I'll take a second to read it.
Why not?
Really great. I really appreciated it. And this is what he wrote. "Working class people need to tell our own stories. It's why being able to be at Tony Lea's launch event last night was so special. And Tony's granddaughter is now a CUPE member. So the ways we are interconnected across unions get more and more clear. Always a pleasure to see the incredible Rebecca Keach carrying on the strong tradition of rank-and-file organizing in Oshawa. Head to a different book list to get a copy." And then he's got a couple of pictures attached to it. So, that was very nice. And, he was recognized. People were really happy to see Fred there because he has been the focus of the hatred and attacks the conservative government and Doug Ford,
which is actually applause in music for the issue for the labor cause.
Yes, and someone who takes a stand.
Yes,
somebody who takes a stand and is effective and is really fighting for workers, and in an international way understands the importance of international solidarity to the labor movement and to workers. And takes a stand for Palestine. And I see a connection, really, between what the workers did in Oshawa in 1937, where they were taking a stand that was being effective, was really going to improve people's lives, which is why they came under such ferocious attack by the Ontario Premier of that day, Mitch Hepburn.
Yes, it was... They took, you talk about people take, they take inspiration, they take energy, and they understood that there were things going on in the world. The Spanish Republic was being attacked by fascists, and they were supporting the leaders of that union were supporting the Spanish Republic against the fascists.
Yep.
I mean, that's part of the DNA. You take it in, and you say, that's our identity. We're together.
In a
great cause. So,
and a lot of that has been buried for a long time. And one of the themes of my book is that we got to go back and find out what actually happened and uncover the truth and take inspiration from it.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I would say, if you're going down the highway and you make a wrong turn and you go several miles, you have to go back and get back on the right road. And so this book gives us a place to go back to there and then start again, and you'll be on the right road. So the title is The Truth About the 37 Oshawa Strike. Author's Tony Leah. It's available different book lists and from Baraka Books. And by the way, I know you were selling a lot of books. Congratulations. And we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5. FM. And I want to announce that there's going to be a NATO parliament, if you can, but such a strange word. NATO, of course, is basically a tank and an air force, but they're having a little parliament gathering. And there's going to be a protest against that, and it's a counter summit against NATO's parliamentary assembly. It will be Sunday, November 24, 10 a.m. at 5359 Park Avenue, Montreal. You can go to the Hamilton Committee. I'll mess this up. Hamilton Coalition Against the War, and get more information. But there will be. Something equivalent to a teach-in about NATO and protesting this, the NATO, and calling for Canada to get out while it still can, someone might say. That's on Sunday, November 24, and 10 a.m., and that's at the Association of Greek Workers of Quebec, 5359 Park Avenue, Montreal. There will be also a... demonstration. There will be people protesting the NATO gathering on the 23rd in Montreal, and that would be at René Lévesque Metro Bonaventure. November. Well, that's also the 24th. That's a Saturday, and. Get more. Go to these sites. It's now being talked about. There's going to be a protest of NATO, and this will give you a place to start, and just to know that. And we hope that our listeners who can make it there will do so. And we'll be, of course, it's some days away, so we'll be broadcasting about it again on the Taylor Report.